Bye.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Wake up to something different on Sunday mornings by joining me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz. The finest in modern jazz, from hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz every Sunday morning at 9 on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Don? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk, and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
This is Sheffield Live.
You're listening to the Sheffield Live Film Show. My name's Denise, and you listen to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM. Good afternoon. Welcome to the film show on Sheffield Live. I'm Denise. First of all, a big hello. We miss you, Martin. Can't be here this week. He finds himself indisposed. Hope you're back with me soon. It does mean in the meantime, I am let loose on a music week. And as the coolest woman in rock, Deborah Harry, celebrated her 80th last week, and as I've also been immersing myself in the new Young Fathers soundtrack for Danny Boyle's 28 Years Later soundtrack since its release a few weeks ago, it's Danny Debbie week on the film show here this week, and I'm going to start with this one.
She comes now. She looks like
So, Ripper to Shreds, Blondie, which opens the 2011 Kristen Wiig featured film Bridesmaids. So, Danny Boyle, his introduction to filmmaking, Shallow Grave, he started an approach which he uses in most of his films of using new band writing specifically for the film, like Underworld and Young Fathers later on, and mixing that with old classic tunes. And it's here perfectly demonstrated in the opening and closing tunes for the film Shallow Grave.
I'm not ashamed. I've known love. I've known rejection. I'm not afraid to declare my feelings. Take trust, for instance, or friendship. These are the important things in life. These are the things that matter, that help you on your way. If you can't trust your friends, well, what then? What then? This could have been any city. They're all the same. Thank you.
a certain sound always follows me around. When you're close to me, you will hear it. It's the sound that
hear that second track, which was Andy Williams' Happy Heart, which closes Shallow Grave. I can't hear it without thinking of Ewan McGregor laughing his head off and Kerry Fox crying her eyes out in the back of a Mini. That was from Shallow Grave. We can't have a Debbie Harry, Danny Boyle week without this one track that links the two together. This song soundtracked a montage that introduced Kelly MacDonald as Renton's schoolgirl one night stand, waiting in the back of that taxi, and the disastrous VHS sex tape swap moment that sent Kevin McKidd's Tommy on his road to tragedy in 1996's Trainspotting. Atomic Blondie, which features in Trainspotting, as does the underworld track Born Slippy, which was just everywhere after that film. Underworld came back to work with Danny Boyle on Sunshine, the 2008 sci-fi film, which also featured Cillian Murphy after his work on 28 Days Later, his breakout role in that film. Now, Underworld worked with John Murphy and on Sunshine in 2008, and this track is called Peggy Sust.
So many
Young Fathers there with Loli, which features on the new Danny Boyle soundtrack for 28 Years Later. Very much stepping into the footsteps of Underworld there with their relationship with Danny Boyle and his filmmaking now. Back to Blondie, it's Debbie Harry time. I'm going to start with a little trio of tunes now, and it's a combination of things she's written for other people or featuring films that she features in. And we're going to start with a song she wrote for the John Waters film Polyester. Oh dear, you can probably tell I'm working with some mixed media there, and that mixed media is not mixing well. So I will go instead to my next track, which is from the film Scarface. Thank you. Well, you very nearly heard the theme from Polyester there, from 1981, the John Waters film. And that the writing of the songs for that led to Debbie Harry getting a part later on in 1998's Hairspray. It features her as Velma von Tussel, the nightmare mother with an exploding haircut. She also, you heard there, Scarface from 1983, which was the Giorgio Moroder produced track. Going to go back to Danny Boyle now, and a track that features in the film 127 Hours. And I'm going to admit, I've never watched 127 Hours. The idea of watching James Franco decide over the course of 2 hours whether or not to hack his own arm off while he's stuck in a ravine has never quite appealed. Also, specifically naming your film any such a large number of hours, i.e. in excess of two, can be very off-putting around these parts for the length of a film, as listeners of the film show will be aware.
Mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant trop mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Ouh-ouh-ouh. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi, poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois. Un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Comme un alien dans son igloo. De divan, qu'elle me dit en passant. Ouh-ouh-ouh. I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi, 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 moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ouh-ouh-ouh. Ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, t'occupe, t'inquiète, touche pas ma planète. Today, que le ciel me tombera sur la tête et que la colle me manquera.
Winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Some democracy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business.
You already are.
That was Paper Planes from MIA, which features in the 2008 smash hit film Slumdog Millionaire, which also got a brace of Oscars for Danny Boyle. And before that, Ça Plaît Pour Moi, Plastic Bertrand, which features in 127 Hours, which, again, I admit, I haven't seen. Something that I have seen, though, it's not all been like massive success on Danny Boyle's trajectory, and A Life Less Ordinary was not massively well received. It's one of those films where I get why you think it's bad, but I love it films. Ewan McGregor plays this hapless kidnapper with an awful, awful haircut who kidnaps Cameron Diaz's spoilt rich girl, Celine. I suppose it depends how charmed you are by Ewan McGregor and Cameron Diaz. I was completely charmed by it, even though the narrative makes absolutely no sense. You've got Holly Hunter running around with Delroy Lindo as angels on this mad mission to unite them. Is it a screwball comedy? Is it a thriller? What the hell is going on? I don't know. But this Gladys Knight and the Pip Songs brings the couple both together.
You'd have no other woman. You'd be weak as a lamb if you had the strength to walk out that door. My love would overrule my sense, and I'd call you back for more. If I were your woman, if I were your woman, and you were my man. She tears you down, darling, says you're nothing at all, nothing at all. But I'll pick you up, darling, pick you up when you fall. When she lets you fall, you're like a diamond. Shining. But she treats you like glass, yet you
And that was, apparently, the best band in the world. Pavement from the theme from Two States, Live from Circus in Stockholm, which is off the new album, which goes with the mockumentary comes tribute to the band Pavement. Now, Pavement are a band for me. They are the sound of 1992. I first saw them at Reading in 1992, which was my first music festival. It was an amazing lineup overall. Nick Cave, Nirvana, Teenage Fan Club, all of my still favourite bands. And we listened to that in a van on the way to and from that festival. Slanted Enchanted had just come out that year, and we listened to it religiously. This new film that is out, very limited cinema release, and it's out on Mubi, it came out yesterday, is called Pavements. And it has a really, really fun and interesting approach to making a documentary. Pavement are sort of chaotic Californian slackers. They're indie rockers. They had quite a chaotic career. They made four fantastic albums over the course of the 90s. They split up, got back together again, and they toured again in 2022. And that was the sort of springboard for making this film. But the film itself has strands in it where there are fictional, but they seem real, things going on. So we've got a Hollywood biopic going on, starring real actors learning about their parts. You've got a musical adaptation of Slanted Enchanted, which, and a museum exhibition, which all start as these sort of, it's meant to be a joke and you're in on the joke, but you can't help taking it seriously. It's such an interesting approach, and I really recommend the film. It's a two-hour film. I was obviously predisposed to love it because I love the band, but I think it's a really interesting watch either way. That's Pavements, out on Mubi this week. Also, big release of this week is Superman, and it's everywhere. I am not a DC fan. I don't watch those kind of films a lot. And I'm struggling to review this one, honestly. It was okay. I had an enjoyable enough time. I think there's some really strong cast in it. David Curranshaw, who I don't know, plays Superman. There is Lois Lane is played by Rosnall Brosnahan, who is the marvellous Mrs. Maisel. And she brings a lot of quality to it. Nicholas Holt is a slimy, evil Lex Luthor. But it's all very, there's a lot going on. It's quite messy. I'm not altogether convinced by it. It's enjoyable enough, though. It is a little bit playing into the politics of the moment, and I'm not sure how well it will age compared to its 70s, 80s predecessors. We're going to play the theme from Superman, which is, it's funny, it's a Danny Boyle show, but I haven't played any John Murphy yet, and he's worked extensively with Danny Boyle as a composer. He's been let loose with David Fleming on John Williams' original score. This is the theme from Superman 2025. the theme from Superman, which is out now at cinemas pretty much everywhere. So what have we got coming up at cinemas everywhere this week? If you want to get out of the sunshine and into some lovely air-conditioned dark rooms, well, new releases on Friday, Harvest, which is the film that we previewed on Trailer Trash the other week. Really looking forward to that. Friendship, the American comedy with Paul Rutter, is out on Friday as well. And Four Letters of Love is also showing at the Light from Friday. There's a lot of re-showings coming up as well, though. Oh, you can also get to see a preview of Bring Her Back at the Light on Monday night, before that's generally released the week after. Both the Light and the Showroom are showing Human Traffic this week, which is well worth a double check on. John Sim, 90s classic there. And I think at the Showroom as well. Yeah, there's quite a lot going on at the Showroom this week. So you've got Fitzcarraldo showing later on in the week, and the Apocalypse Now and Hearts of Darkness, documentary for that, are also showing selected screenings. They've also got the Hanukkah week, so you've got Cache, Code Unknown and Funny Games going off this week there. And if that's not enough, if you haven't seen The Straight Story, the David Lynch film, that is also showing on, it was showing yesterday and today, so it's showing tonight and tomorrow still. Catch The Straight Story, get out the sun, do that. I'm going to leave the last word to Deborah Harry, one of my favourite Deborah Harry songs, and it's a charity song that she did with Iggy Pop for the Red Hot and Blue Terence Higgins Trust album, This Is Well Did You Ever, and of course it's linked to musicals, is the film High Society. Hopefully we'll be back next week. Enjoy your films.
Did you ever?
What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of a boy, a girl, unrequited love?
Sounds like pure soap opera, I may cry.
What a swell party this is.
What frills?
What cocks?
What broads?
What jocks?
What first? They're beautiful.
Why, I've never seen such.
Yuppity.
Neither did I.
It's all just too
swell again.
This French champagne.
Domestic.
So good for the brain.
That's what I was gonna say.
Well, you know, you're a brilliant fellow.
Thank you, I am.
Drink up, Jim.
So, have you ever been out to L.A. lately?
Well, no, not recently.
Well, I went there. I had a rent-a-car and all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I got invited to Pia's house.